This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. CNN had a video of a sale of African migrants as slaves in the North African country of Libya and has prompted outrage and protests at the Libyan embassy in Paris. Nearly 19% of Morocco's rural population lives in poverty, and about 15.5% live on about $3 a day. 15 women died and 5 were injured in a stampede in a rural area during a food distribution operation. 5 officials or representatives of the Service Employees Union have either resigned or been terminated as part of a sexual harassment investigation within the union. 21st Century Fox has reached a $90 million settlement to pay claims stemming from a series of workplace harassment incidents at Fox News, according to an agreement filed in Delaware State Court that also requires the media outlet to create a new advisory council on improving workplace culture. Additional allegations of sexual harassment have risen concerning Senator Al Franken from Minnesota and 8 women that came forward to accuse Charlie Rose, whose interview show was halted by PBS and CBS afterwards. A star political reporter now working for The Times, Glenn Thrush, was suspended pending investigation of similar inappropriate behavior. Legislative audit finds that despite the high state reimbursement rate for Louisiana nursing homes compared to neighboring states, the quality of care continues to decrease and be substandard. The Justice Department has sued to block AT&T's $85 billion merger with Time Warner, claiming that cable bills would rise if the deal were to be completed. A report by the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans has found that black students in Louisiana are twice as likely to face suspension in public schools as are white students. In a pleasant surprise to environmentalists and conservationists, President Trump has banned hunters from bringing trophy elephants killed in Zimbabwe to the U.S., calling big game hunting a horror show. A company called BioBean, in partnership with the oil giant Royal Dutch Shell, introduced relatively small amounts of oil produced from coffee grounds into the mix of diesel and biofuels required by London for its buses, enough to run one bus for a year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.